I have not, because I'm not fucking weird.
Nate, explain.
A mummy in a museum.
That doesn't count.
That is a real person's
skin. Skin is on that bitch. Anyways, from Grayman Media, this is Eric.
That's Eric.
That's Eric.
And that's Eric. And this is a Thoughts from the Mothership. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on. We actually have a very first guest today. Would you mind introducing yourself, Eric?
Hi, I'm Devin Gray. I have a really good podcast compared to Eric over there with the shitty one. Was it Everyday People?
I think that there's one thing.
Your mics don't fall off the table.
Everybody needs to know, Eric, because it just, people just don't know. How does your piss taste?
It tastes like copper.
Oh, my God.
What does copper taste like? Please go on.
Copper tastes like piss.
Go on into great detail. Explain the texture.
After drinking nothing but soda for hours upon hours, it gets really grainy.
Yeah.
Due to the buildup of, those...
testosterones.
I don't have enough testosterone. As you can see by my fucking face, I don't have enough testosterone. I could not grow a fucking beard if I wanted to. I have what they call a pedo stash. If a white person wears this mustache, they're asking your 16-year-old daughter to prom, and they're 22.
Okay. Eric, why do you know what your piss tastes like?
Because I've pissed in my mouth. Actually.
That's disgusting.
I don't know how.
Did you do it on purpose?
Yes. Self-piss play is my favorite way to go, you know. When you get it at the right angle, you get yourself in the eye, and it drizzles down to your mouth, man. Goes down the crevice of your lip.
That's fucking foul.
It's graphic as shit.
Man, it's like a little water fountain.
A sprinkler system in the summer.
That's fucking foul, dude.
All right, I got. I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
You're sitting on a bus. You're going down, and, you know.
What road?
You're going down Bargetown Road.
Oh, shit. It's real.
Am I on a TARC bus or?
Like a Greyhound.
Or a
yes,
bus.
A fucking Greyhound is going to go through Bardstown Road. Where all the fucking hipsters live. They're like, dude, look at that shit, bro.
I bet they made bank.
It's 2020. Anything can happen.
Yes, it is 2020. Anyways, you can choose one of three stops. Mid-City Mall, Hopcat, or the Bardstown.
None of those.
Because Devin... is a man of poor quality.
You said the Bardstown? Like
the Bardstown.
Bardstown?
No, it's called, there's a tavern.
Oh, never heard of it.
It's really fucking good. They have the best burgers in the world.
The burst.
What was the first one you said?
I don't fucking remember.
It was.
Just wanted to get a question.
Oh, yeah, Mid-City Mall.
Mid-City Mall, that's where the Comedy Caravan is. That's where that ramen house. Oh, by the way, I don't like going to Ramen House.
I'd go to a Ramen House. I'd go there and I'd enjoy just because Eric doesn't want to enjoy it.
I'll also go. I'll tag along.
Well, I hope you enjoy ramen noodles that taste like cigarettes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have a great time.
Yeah. Devin finds a cigarette, but, oh, it's not even done.
No, God. He's throwing that bitch in the ramen. He's going to say fucking seasoning.
Yeah, man.
I like cancer in every facet of my life, please.
Oh, yeah.
My stomach is sick thinking about all this right now.
Hey, Nathan, imagine there's a D&D spell, and you just see it. It just says cancer, and you're like, what? Roll a D4 to see what stage they get, and you roll it, and like, Strahd has stage 4 colon cancer. Steve Jobs looking at
Damn. Damn.
That was for D&D folks out there.
You just killed Steve Jobs again, dude.
Steve Jobs was an asshole. I gotta tell you a story.
Wait, I thought he's still alive.
No, he's dead. Holy he's dead, shit. Dead since 2011. I have to tell you the story.
I don't know why I thought he was still alive.
So, Steve Jobs would go around people and asking, what did you do for Apple today? And they say nothing. They got fired on the spot. Right?
That's dope.
Shitty thing. So, this guy says, this guy walks in and he's just like, what have you done to Apple today? For Apple today. And then the guy goes, nothing. And he's like, you're fired. And he just berates him and shit. He was like, I'm here to deliver a package. And then he just walks out.
What the fuck?
That's golden. Imagine telling a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company to fuck off.
Every day.
Oh my God. Pretty fucked up.
Every day.
Yeah, bro. Fuck Jeff Bezos. So I'm saying it right now.
Fuck a bitch named Jeff.
What the fuck is he gonna do?
I don't know. He's like the richest person on earth. So
I don't give a fuck him.
I mean,
would you?
If he's paying.
Now listen. I ain't gay.
But $20.
That's it. I'm not into that. I got too many conservative Christians listening to my.
I don't think we don't get politic demographics. I don't think, bro.
Politific.
That's what you said.
That's a word.
Politific.
I said politics.
See, my profile of speech is now shrinking. Oh, you poured me another shot about five minutes ago.
Yeah, it's been sitting there for a little bit.
Throw it back. Get started.
I'm gonna throw it back.
Get started.
God, I really don't.
Eric refused to drink beer, so he started pouring in a couple shots, and then he freaked out about the shots too.
Yeah, it's not supposed to taste.
Stop it! Stop it! I'm on. Okay.
He can throw the rest of that back. Just give the whole thing to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Wait. Let me get on film.
Oh shit.
All right, this one's for the big boys.
Would this qualify as a shot?
That's like a shot and a half to two.
Jack Daniels. You know what's Jack Daniels?
Jack Dan.
You know, weirdly, I don't even really like Jack Daniels.
Everyday people.
I do.
I don't like the sourness of it. I prefer regular bourbon.
Oh my god,
it's sweeter.
Throw it back.
Do it.
Throw that bitch back.
Three.
Just get it over with. Get
two,
it over. The more you wait.
One. Go. Oh my god.
Ooh. Start coming back.
And I put some hair on my titties.
That one start coming back.
Don't forget your slushy.
Chase it. Oh shit.
The thing about Jack is he'll
hate there's more in there. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
The thing about Jack is he's gonna hit you back.
Yeah. Jack beat the shit out of me. I'm Michael Jackson. Joe.
I zoomed in. It was perfect.
It's fucking awesome.
You got to send me that video. I'll be posting on my entertainment.
Absolutely,
channel.
I will. So, anyways. Yeah. By the way, guys, Eric has a podcast called Everyday People.
But let's not talk about the podcast real quick.
You should go check.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, right. I've got a question for.
Do it
for Jesse specifically.
Wow. Okay. Fuck Eric.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna wait till you're drunk.
Shut
to
the
get
fuck
you
up. Anyways, no. Jesse. He has a question that is probably not cool. Anyways, go.
Jesse.
Anyway, Jesse, I have a question for you.
How do you feel knowing that you're gonna be the godmother of my child?
Oh fuck.
Am I gonna be?
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about it.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No one asked you, Eric.
She's going to be the godmother of your child?
No one asked you, Eric.
There's brother and sister, so basically she's going to be the godmother and an aunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
And?
That's usually how that works, isn't it?
No.
That's how it works, I guess.
My cousin was the godmother of my little youngest sister. Gail was the godmother of me, and she's my cousin. This makes as much sense
as a
mother trying to get an abortion after they're 3 years old. Okay.
What?
Makes none.
No you don't sense. Know our family.
What?
We're the sanest ones here.
You're
in our family.
In the family. Okay.
Me and Devin don't
That's
even.
Two things back to back.
If you, oh man, get a picture of Nate's face right.
No,
come on,
it's not necessary.
Plus, I'll be making that face again, especially with you here.
Oh yeah, you definitely fucking will. Fuck.
He put that on me. He looked at me. He was like, "You're gonna be my son. You're gonna be my kid's godfather." And I was like, "How fucking dare you?" It's not too late to change your mind.
I've made my decision. I'll let you know if that changes.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Okay. Fair enough. I like it.
I hope you know. As soon as your son sees me, I'm gonna make fun of him.
Just don't name your kid something crazy. Like pillow.
Like Dietrich.
I would, something.
Yeah, I was going to get named Dietrich, by the way.
Nice. Something I was considering for a name, Kaleidoscope, actually.
Man, Kaleidoscope.
Well, three so far. Wow, we're doing great, guys.
What do you mean three? Three what?
Nothing.
Inside joke.
Three. Three.
Moving on.
I have a question, guys.
Yeah.
Something today that made you smile.
Sloppy Joe's.
You ate the fuck out of Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's. Oh, fuck. I'm getting some more after this.
Something today that made me smile. Going back and looking at some old pictures.
Cute.
Some rated R pictures.
Oh, rated less R? Cute.
I got sent...
some not rated M for mature, rated R?
Rated restricted.
Triple X?
Yeah, bro, it was great. It was like, I got them... I got them a couple of years ago, actually. And we're friends, and then she...
yeah?
I go to my Snapchat, and then, like, they still haven't deleted these? Oh, great!
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric!
Yeah, I'm not gonna like screenshot or whatever. I just like, but like honestly, something today that made me smile. Like we were, even when our screen was flooded at work, I just took my fucking time. I was like, I'm just gonna make one dish at a time because we already got their fucking money. Devin was like, yep, go ahead, buddy. I was chilling. I was like,
it was pretty rough.
How about you?
Oh, I haven't really smiled today.
As he's grinning from ear to ear right now.
I don't know. I know. The probably the best one was when I turned around and saw Nate behind me. I was just dropped off product at the restaurant, and I'm leaving, and I got my head down. I'm just listening to music, and I'm sitting at a red light, and Nathaniel texts me, and he says, "What's up?" And I'm like, "What?" And at that moment, I realized the loud noise that was coming from behind me, which was his fucking monster of a car. And so I just whipped my fucking head. I'm like, what the fuck? I saw him. I was like, we're stopping for a cigarette.
Important question. Mm. All right. So I say, nigga, what? What do white people have? Like, how do y'all?
I don't have anything close to that.
So, like, when somebody would say something, like, crazy or, like, out of the blue, I say, nigga, what? What do white people have?
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Something I say a lot.
That's less crisp. that's a what the fuck. That's three syllables right there.
Fuck either the
that,
what?
Either that or just what? In that very white tone.
Apparently I make funny fucking faces.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody does something stupid.
No, yeah, in right general.
Now. Yeah. It's so, just always.
Your face is really funny.
Yeah, I fucking. Anyways.
You made a meme out of your own face.
You did.
A few times.
So
meme yourself, man. Meme yourself. I actually can do it.
I'm one of the only people that have been successful making themselves into a meme. Like an actual meme. And it's great.
Fuck.
Hold up. I'm going to get a soundbite that's good enough to be fucking used on here.
I hope so.
I promise. Actually, why not that?
What?
Anytime someone makes a threat, I promise.
It'll get used a lot.
You know what? You're on my fucking list. There you go. That's one. So, another question. So, how do you guys feel about the Kentucky Derby?
Uninterested.
Yeah. Like, I feel like locals, they look at it like, okay.
I get excited about all the horse cock.
Editors, please remove Devin from the table.
You know what? Keep the horse cock comment. Let me tell you.
Good looking.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Do you know how the main investor of Segway died? The little fucking things that Paul Blart rides on?
No, I don't.
So one day he was just like on it and riding around being a rich.
I already don't believe this.
Deja vu?
I shit you not. He was riding it, and then like he was avoiding something, so he was backing up in reverse, and then he fell off a cliff.
I don't believe you.
What? Where was
pull that shit up, Nate.
Where was he using it? Was he using it like on a hike or something?
He was using it on a really high place. It was like not the founder, but like somebody.
Did you know that the guy who invented the Segway also invented the Coke freestyle machine?
Bullshit.
That's a fact.
All right, I'm gonna try to blow your mind right now.
Do it.
The Coke freestyle machine suck ass.
Yeah, well, he made it originally as a water purification system for Africa.
Fuck those kids. We're going to make money off this shit. Hell yeah.
Basically, Coke bought it and was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Coke was like, this is ours.
Yeah, man. He's right.
Oh, really? Eric was right? Damn, that's crazy. Shit.
Fucking Christ.
All right.
Yeah.
Fell off a cliff and died.
Yep.
Did you know?
Near his Yorkshire estate.
Oh, my God. Did you know that dolphins are horrible animals? Dolphins and ducks.
Yeah, dolphins.
Did you know about ducks?
Yeah.
What specifically about ducks?
I told you this earlier. Ducks have, like, prickled dicks. And so the females have to, like, avoid this shit. So they have fake pockets in their duck vagina. And so whenever a male duck tries to get it on, they're just like, oh, fuck, it's a trap. So the ducks are in a fucking continuous battle of evolution. Where, like, all right, so the duck has, like, the pouch to avoid the pouches. They use their dick, and it spins and shit. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? What has God done?
Why are you doing this to me?
Corkscrew thorncock?
Shit, you look it up.
No, I believe you.
I don't want a visual on that.
I
want
to know why you know that.
I know these things because I watch a lot of fucking YouTube.
I'm Googling duck cock.
Nathaniel, you think you'd ever search mode. Up
duck? Make sure you're in safe mode. You're going to see some shit you don't like.
Make sure you put...
Was it rule number 23? Yeah.
Make sure you put grandfather clock with an L, or else you'll see some shit you don't want to. Yeah. Yeah. Eric is right again. Damn, Eric's 2 for 2. Holy fuck.
Yeah, looks like a fucking corkscrew. Like an actual, like, corkscrew.
Well, that I knew.
Yeah, no, it straight looks like one of those.
Yeah. It's fucking wild. Apparently...
Fucking wiggle.
There's an wiggle even worm. Worse bird. There's a worse bird. I forgot. It's a penguin. It's a type of penguin. They're a little cute, adorable little penguins.
Emperor penguins?
No.
Those are the big ones.
They're small. They're small, little bitty penguins.
How about the little, like, African ones or something like that?
I think so. They.
The ones with the eyebrows?
Yeah. No. They're smaller. They're, like, this big. So what they do, imagine ducks, but, like, 100 times as horny.
So me.
Fuck.
Mate, you're fucking disgusting.
All right, I've been hogging this shit too long. Anybody else got a new question?
What is this podcast? It's going to be
really hard to follow up.
Duck cock.
Oh, I can top that shit.
I'm sure you can.
Let's
We're going to be censored all over the internet.
We're going to sound like Morse code. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. I'm going to find a way to get censored enough to make it sound like the N-word in Morse code.
Oh my God.
I'm going to find a way to do it.
No. That's why you don't have your phone. Oh,
man. Yeah.
That's why we had to put that shit in a fucking box, pretty much.
Yeah. They won't let me get on my phone because I look at it too much.
That's correct.
I'm not addicted to it. It's just so many people contact me at once. I swear to God, if you put it in Jell-O. I'm coming on your dog.
How about ice block?
No.
That's almost
Devin lost his shit.
What is this podcast?
Yeah, you thought you were gonna get a serious down to earth?
Nope.
No, this isn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, bestiality.
So Devin.
Bestiality, horse cock and duck cock, apparently.
Duck cock. Alright, so
corkscrews.
Would you rather? Alright. So there's this drug. And Mike Tyson Mysteries that Devin didn't watch because he's a bitch. There's this drug in Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah.
It's called Ultimate Nightmare.
Yep.
It's insane. You know how they have bad trips? It's a forcible bad trip.
Why is that even a thing?
It will take you places you don't want to be. If you take that, you get $1 million. But it's the longest 10 minutes of your life.
And I said yes.
Wait, this is an actual show for 10 minutes. You get how much?
$1 million.
$1 million?
But it's like 10 minutes feels like 24 hours.
It's cult DMT.
It's fine.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck $1 million.
Fuck yeah, for $1 million.
I'm not going on a batch.
You know how much $1 million is?
A lot of DMT.
That's plenty of therapy with that money.
You put that shit into stocks and stuff? Well, you come on, multimillionaire.
So, important question to all of you. Have y'all walked in on your parents having sex?
Nope.
Yes and no.
How?
It was dark. It was very dark.
But that's still a yes.
Yeah, but I didn't actually see anything. So that's why I say it's a yes and no on that for me.
Nathan.
I think you called him like four different names today.
Yeah, no, there's...
How about you, Eric?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, but my sister has.
Oh, joys.
Yeah, I just wanted to call her out on that. That's why I asked that.
Cool. Good talk.
GG.
You know what would just really make this podcast so much better?
If we would stop talking about horny things and sex.
If I had a cold glass, refreshing can of
Yeah, is there any more of that?
Yeah.
It's on the fridge, but yeah, we
it's
have,
on the fridge?
It's not, not in the fridge. It's right over here beside me.
You know, when you open the door, it's on the door. You have to like pull it off the door.
We taped it right there.
Hook me up with a warm bottle. Bottle can.
Hook me up
bottle
with a can.
Death to death. Plastic.
Liquid death.
It looks like a fucking Colt 45 can. It really does.
Get a sound bite.
Not of Eric's phone, though.
I want...
That's murder. That's thirst quenching murder.
I really want to be sponsored by Rally's so fucking bad.
Yeah, Rally's.
That is like my dream.
It's you should do Rally's merch, but everyday people.
Everyday people.
Yeah.
But replace the guy with the Rally's guy.
Everyday
and
checkers.
Put it with my face.
That'd be perfect.
Oh fuck! Can we get somebody on that shit?
You're welcome.
Everybody checkers.
Yeah, you can everyday have that checkers. Idea free of charge.
Shit, I was gonna do it anyways. You didn't trademark it yet.
No, that's all you. You might have some problems with Rally's though.
As long as he changes it a little bit and enough, it's a work.
Just have it allies, have it be LGBT related.
No, just make the entire picture black and white.
I didn't say it was. See, that allies thing.
The microphones, Eric.
I wasn't near
we it. Already have a down microphone.
That wasn't my fault.
What do you all think is your worst personality trait you have?
Oh, that's easy. You see, I hog attention. As you can see, that's definitely the worst one. Are you gonna let me finish?
What? No, finish? No. My biggest.
No, we're done. Letting you.
Yeah, we're done letting you. Yeah.
Great segue.
How are you feeling right now, Eric?
Well, you see, Jack Daniel. Okay.
Jack Dan.
Jack Dan has me in a corner and is currently kicking my fucking chest in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's beating the shit out of
me. Are you dead yet?
I'm not dead yet.
Cool.
Oh God.
All right, he's going to get some more.
Can you grab me a beer while you're in there? Of
course. Damn, you sounded like the husband with the wife beater on the couch. The white wife beater with a couple stains. Give me a beer. Jesus.
Maybe a sandwich.
Sandwich?
And maybe a sandwich.
Sandwich.
No.
Devin likes when I make him sandwiches.
Let's make the worst
I wish we
possible
had this on film because Eric's face just is like a whole 180 from where it was at and it was amazing.
I think that's what really sells when I'm on. I'm not drinking a fucking beer.
You don't get no fucking beer.
Calm down.
Calm down. You're just drinking another five shots.
I'm just bringing Jack back. You try to get him out of the.
Give me the fucking Jack Daniel.
Jack back.
Give me that. Give me it.
Are you going to chug the whole bottle?
Oh, shit. Oh. Shit. No, we're just going to. We're going to.
I had all my questions.
I got this.
And then the laptop's.
We're going to let this be on part of the podcast. Eric fucks with
that
the Jack
convenient
bottles.
Eric fucks with the Jack bottles like
ladies
he fucks
and gentlemen,
with the Jack Daniels.
It has been quite the journey for us to get here to you.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We were in Andromeda. We had to take the mothership all the way back over here to Earth. It was a whole ordeal.
And then when we got here, the moon got in the way, so we had to fucking wait for it to move.
Yeah, and then...
Nate, what are you going through over there?
I'm fucking moving my leg!
Fuck! Dude.
You know I should have taken that left coin at Albuquerque?
Dude.
Yeah.
That took me like a solid 6 seconds to realize.
All right, did you know?
And then where it was from.
When Bugs Bunny says maroon, he's. No, you fuck. I was gonna.
Guys, equipment. Chill. Everybody's fucking going crazy.
When Bugs Bunny says maroon, he means moron, which makes him the moron.
What motivates you to get up in the morning, guys?
Money.
Morning wood.
No, that puts me back down.
Actually, listen, I have a funny story about that.
Perfect.
You see, one day before work. That's
great.
This is why I was late one day.
I don't want to know what day.
I was I got up. I was like, oh man, gotta get to work. Gotta take care of this.
One of our Sunday shifts together.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it
you're
was.
A fucker. You're never on time. You got morning wood every fucking Sunday?
No, this one's specific because I beat it. And then I was like, instead of getting up to wash my hands, I just passed out. And then I crusted over and looked like a fucking icing.
I'm so happy that we got off of the horny subjects.
I was trying, and then Eric just took us right back.
I fucking right like the
fucking shot,
like
Eric.
The fucking Jackbox games we were playing earlier when it was asking whether it was a fucking knot type or a sex position. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, my fucking favorite position, just sitting alone in front of a mirror." It's like, wow, you're fucking creepy.
You're a sociopath.
So I'm gonna start doing voices and have people get fucking confused.
And you get and people fucking can get.
What? What the fuck?
Sir, I'm gonna beat the shit out of Nathan Hawley.
That sounded like a violent threat.
That was not a threat.
Death. It has to be a death threat.
No, we changed the rules.
Yeah, we changed the rules.
We changed the rules to violence.
Everyone was trying to be technical, so we had to
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm fucking
serious. When did that start?
So you're up to two.
Like two episodes ago?
Yeah, one or two episodes ago.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
get wrecked.
Yeah, get fucked.
You know what? Fuck you.
Get drunk.
Fuck you. I am drunk.
Yeah, take
I'm
that shot.
I'm currently drunk or fuck right now.
Take it.
Your guys are
What's
being
something
irresponsible.
Something you all fear most about getting older?
What do I fear most about getting older?
Yes.
Missing opportunities.
Solid.
I do not want to be an old man.
Steak dinner?
No. No, wait, hold on. I'm fucking it up. Eric, go.
I want to be able to do the dick thing still.
I fear most about getting older is I'm scared to lose my hearing.
Your hearing?
My hearing.
I'll
go blind, but I do not want to lose my hearing.
I would love to have hearing aids. Imagine being able to mute whoever the fuck you didn't want to hear.
To be honest, I would fear losing my ability to be mobile.
Yeah, that's fair. Or like having to wear a diaper. Like you have to wear a diaper.
Oh, I'd be cool with a fucking diaper. Wipe my ass.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
I don't want to become an old man filled with regret. Waiting to die alone.
Don't worry. I won't let that happen to you. I'll smother you. I got you. We'll be in the same fucking retirement
home. I hate
you,
Devin.
I've talked so much about horny stuff that I'm going to stop. At this moment in time, you will not hear another horny
joke. I know, you
gotta
take a shot.
Again.
Take a shot.
Oh, how you feeling? You starting to come back? Jack fights back.
I'm burning a hole in my fucking tongue.
Oh my God.
It's like I'm eating out battery acid.
Oh, it's fine. Quit being such a wuss.
You're a fucking alcoholic, Devin.
It's just Jack Daniels. It ain't that bad.
Yeah, it's not like
you're a fucking alcoholic, Jesse.
We can give you some Everclear. Then you know burn.
I fuck with Everclear.
What?
Yeah, I fuck with Everclear.
And you're saying Jack Daniels is worse than Everclear?
No, Jack Daniels tastes disgusting. Everclear, you can fuck with anything. You can't really mix up. You can't mix with. Yeah, I'm a.
You're an alcoholic.
Jack and
I
Coke.
I love vodka. I can drink vodka by itself. I can drink any clear liquor.
Jack and Coke.
Tequila.
Tequila.
I don't do the salt and lime shit because I don't think that actually does anything.
Does
what?
Does anything?
Yeah, you know they talk like that back in the day. They does.
Have you ever had mezcal?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Mezcal. It's another liquor that's made in Mexico. They always put a worm in it.
Doesn't that make you hallucinate?
Oh, my God. As somebody who has had the worm, I can officially tell you
I think multiple
no.
times. Okay. Didn't you have the worm like no. twice or something?
I had it once.
Why I thought you took Michael's because Michael wouldn't do it or something like that.
No, Michael threw his up.
Oh.
Why would you, they put an actual worm?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. It's a selling point.
Don't you show me a fucking picture.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to close my eyes for the rest of the fucking podcast. I'm not afraid to do that.
It's all right. All he's got to do is text it to you the first thing you open on your phone.
All right, that'll be a one dick pic.
What?
He'll yeah.
If you could change your first name to anything, what would you change it to?
Deshaun.
Deshaun?
Why?
Because Deshaun's a cooler name. It's my middle name.
Really?
Yeah, Eric Deshaun Lanham Jr.
Would you just switch it to Deshaun Eric Lanham?
Eric is a terrible middle name, first of all.
Frederick.
Deshaun Frederick Lightham.
You know, that's not bad.
DFL. Dumb fucking losers. I think not. Ugh.
Oh, that was so good.
Actually, if we're going to do anything about it, Deshaun Bordeaux Lightham.
DBDL?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch loser.
What's your fucking middle name? Give me it.
Starts with a D.
Yeah.
Nate D. Hawley.
All the Hawleys have a D middle name.
Yep.
What are you, fucking One Piece?
Yeah, it's our parents' thing. I don't know.
Tell me you got that, Nate.
Guess what? Guess his middle name.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Episode 940. Of course I fucking got that.
Oh, look at Devin. Look, that's being so, all left out.
That's so unnecessary.
It's a really good
unnecessary.
So fucking good. The newest season that they're working on right now for One Piece is so fucking good.
Did I ever talk to you guys about why I love Akira so much?
You were telling me about
Akira?
Akira. The fuck like, that? Okay. Has Devin shown you my red jacket that I wear?
No.
So I have this red jacket. It's on the back. It says, good for health, bad for education. And it's red
and people think it's the Eddie Murphy coat.
And they think it's the Michael Jackson coat, but they're fucking stupid. It was influenced by it. Anyways. So it is a Japanese animated film that came out in the late 80s, early 90s. And it influenced modern day culture to the point where Kanye West even stated that his Stronger video, you know, that shit with the motorcycles, was influenced. Like the trailing light thing that came from Akira. You know that bike? You know how in like some movies they have a bike slide where they're moving away from the camera? That was done in Akira first. So anytime you see that, that was from that. That the dynamic of like the self-conscious villain and like the punk hero, that came from Akira. Like it's one of the best films, like important films in like animation history. Because every single frame was animated, like hand-drawn. It was so much work. Like every individual detail. Even to the tiniest, like, nut and bolt.
Damn.
So good. Wow, that's crazy, man. You ever tried DMT?
Actually, if I do DMT, I'll die.
Another right. Another good anime, though, is JoJo's.
It's only good for the memes. I said it. There.
I mean, no, it's fucking great for the memes, but even the story is wild.
Yeah, Pokemon's pretty dope.
You know what, Devin? Shut the fuck up. You're now excluded from the podcast. I'm cutting your mic. But let's go on to a more inclusive topic. What is one of your favorite features of Louisville?
Ooh.
Favorite features?
Yeah.
All of the tourist attractions we have.
They're all shit.
Yeah, so we don't get tourists.
It's actually funny. People are impressed by shit we have around here. Like, oh, it's the world's largest baseball event. Nigga, what?
you came it's all the way to Louisville for that?
It's the world's largest fake bat. The fuck? Holy shit, the Falls of the Ohio. The dirtiest rip. One of the dirtiest rivers.
I swear to God. People, like, rave about the Falls of Ohio. Why?
Fossils.
But still, why? Fossils. They look like shit.
Falafels.
Seriously.
Falafels?
My favorite thing about Louisville is that there's this little lake. This little lake or pond, whatever, and the middle of a fucking neighborhood. It's called a Watterson. It's called the Watterson Lake, and it's in the middle of the fucking hood. Like, there's this little thing, little cute little thing. People go fishing there. Dead body over there. It's like, yeah, I caught a little bluegill right here. This is great.
I caught a little bit of Tony too.
Oh man. Oh, a clock. Oh, it's from the that killed Tony.
My only real favorite thing about Louisville is how offended we all get when people fuck up the name. But other than that,
that is something we can unite behind.
I do. Seriously. It has been
it's
interesting.
Louisville.
It has been interesting living in Louisville.
Get the fuck out of my house.
My father was from Louisville, and mom would butcher the name every time. She would say Louisville. I don't know why, but my fucked up voice does it. Does the Joker justice.
Stop. Yeah, that actually sounded really fucking good.
Stop twirling the scissors.
Jesus Christ.
We get it. You cut your wrist, okay?
I don't.
Very good.
That's editor's note. That's getting cut.
Louisville.
Cut.
It's called Louisville. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, just... You're tripping on DMT, tripping over a fucking staircase, falling down and snapping it out.
So what you're supposed to do is what I've been told is like when you're trying to pronounce the name properly, imagine your mouth full of like you're after six shots of bourbon, you're stuffing down six pieces of chicken.
Yeah, I mean, not wrong.
That's a very Louisville thing to do also.
Yeah.
Drink bourbon and eat chicken.
Fried chicken specifically.
It has to be fried.
Best top choices for fried chicken, top three. If you say KFC and you're from Kentucky, you're wrong.
Yeah, dude. Anybody who knows fried chicken is not picking fucking KFC. No.
I really like the fried chicken that they have over at Brick House that they serve on top of the waffle. That shit's pretty fucking
good. Fried chicken's pretty good.
Yeah, that is solid fried chicken.
We're going to go. I'm going to give you my top three. Number three.
Hit me with
Indies.
Yes.
Indies has really solid.
I've actually chicken. Never eaten there before.
It is good.
It's solid.
That'd probably be number two for me.
Number two, we're going to have to roll with Mom's Chicken.
That's number one.
Mom, your mom's chicken is really good, but number one will always be King's, the little bitty chicken wings.
I've never had that.
King's is one of the best way.
Oh, Kings, you said Cane's?
King's. Cane's. Fuck Cane's.
Yeah, I King's. Don't like
Cane's.
He's
a either. K-I-N-G.
I'm not talking about top three overrated restaurants right now. Okay.
Cane's is good, but yeah, there's better.
I don't like Cane's. I can't. I don't actually like
her special sauce over. Of mayo and ketchup and garlic. Fuck.
My favorite fried chicken is my fried chicken.
That's my favorite.
I make really fucking good fried chicken.
I would have.
That's one of the few things I pat myself on the back for is my fried chicken.
I would have asked for it, but because I'm black,
I didn't want you to feel racist. The first thing I gave Wesley when he came over, because I was like, if you like it, it means I made it good. And he loved it. It made me feel good.
Yeah.
So next time you're here, I'll make fried chicken for you.
And we'll bring some grape soda, too.
Make sure you have watermelon on the side. I like it in slices so I can do that like Disney thing. Wait, have you seen those old Disney cartoons of like black people where they just eat the watermelon like going side to side like a fucking typewriter?
Oh yeah,
Disney used to be fucking horrible.
That is
awful. Zippity doo dah, zippity day. What is with that stereotype? That is an incredibly racist. That whole movie's fucked.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Fuck a lot of things. So apparently this is going to be the serious part. A lot of things have been based in racism.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Well, it was so ingrained in our culture for so long. Of course it was.
Yeah.
It's just a byproduct of the way it was, man. Unfortunate.
You know what was really fun? I played Rock Band for the first time last night, waiting on you guys to get done with your game. I played it with Stefan, Thomas, and Josh.
You've never played Rock Band before?
No.
What'd you play?
Rock Band. They passed me around like a $5 whore.
Good, so you got to play a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. I played one of the harder songs on expert mode on drums.
Everlong?
So it was a... What's up?
Was it Everlong?
I can't remember which one it was. It was the one where you're just on red, like...
That's Everlong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just on red. I was like... I was fucking sweating by the end of it.
Yeah, I wish epilepsy wasn't a serious thing.
Yeah, then they threw me over on Mike, and I got 99% my first fucking song.
Nice.
Mike is fun.
It is. It's fucking great. Then I got on bass and just threw that on easy. I was like, you know, I'm fucking tired. I'm just going to chill.
I wish that epilepsy wasn't so serious so I can throw I can start flashing the lights and then just watch them flip out and they're like, hey, bro, that was funny as fuck. Don't do that again.
Wait, what?
What the fuck? I mean, we have a Rock Band in the boys' room.
Yeah?
We haven't played it for, like, forever, but
it's I remember playing the drums. It sucked. Oh, yeah. It was so much fun.
Devin, I'm empty.
Yeah, we got done.
You're turning into a whiskey man.
Yeah, there's been a lot of echoes, like, of hitting the table.
Yeah, quit hitting the table, Eric. Jesus. Oh, what the fuck, Eric?
What?
Eric, what the fuck?
You know what we can all agree on right here?
Yes.
Mashed potatoes are incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so what you got to add to the
fucking
mashed
strip me naked and then bury you know me how? In mashed potatoes.
Nathaniel ate so much gravy. Mashed potatoes the other day. When did you make it? Was that the fried chicken night?
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much he ate, but he ate like at least 8 potatoes by himself.
I just want to apologize for talking so goddamn much on your podcast.
That's what
it's for. Yeah, that's why we have guests, because we can't think of shit anymore. Why you're here.
I've been hogging the shit out of this. It's, man.
Do it.
Man.
You hog it respectfully. It's okay.
Dude.
That didn't sound like you at all.
You know what, Devin? What? I need you to take a picture of my fucking face of it.
I'm going to need you to back up off that.
Yeah, you're fucking nuzzling the microphone with your glasses. Jesse, no. Devin, keep moving. Stop. Devin, content.
All right, I have a question. All right, from the mashed potato standpoint, is brown gravy or country gravy
brown
better?
Gravy, doesn't matter.
It's gravy? Brown gravy.
In general, if you had to pick either the brown gravy or country
butter.
Gravy.
Brown gravy. Butter is really good. I like butter as well as brown gravy.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, no, trying to burp after some Jack Attack is dangerous because it comes back.
It's like...
Jack Attack is back.
EA Sports. We're alcoholics.
Have you ever taken a flaming shot?
A flaming shot?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never done that.
Redacted.
Button.
Redacted.
There you go.
You've never taken one?
Never taken one. I would like to do it, though.
All right. Next time you're here, we'll do it.
So
I'll have to get some really hot proof stuff.
But I would definitely try my uncle's gravy, which is brown, because he burns the shit out of it every time.
Is it supposed to be brown?
Yeah.
Not so sure anymore.
I don't know. See, I've gotten to the point of drunk where I can control myself, but at the same time, remembering is for dumbasses.
You fool, you have memories.
Shit.
I made brown gravy for the first time a couple weeks ago. Homemade. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I know you. You love the fuck it. Hey, I make good mashed potatoes.
Friday, I had to reclaim my blackness because of all the, like for a minute.
Ha, Devin wants to try to improve the quality of the audio. What a sucker.
That's staying in.
What a simp. Got married. Simp. Anyways, reclaiming my blackness by frying chicken.
Okay.
You can cook?
No.
No. I remember watching Isaac try to make fried chicken at work, and just like I knew he was every mistake he made, I was just like giggling. I was like, dude, you don't know what you're doing. He's like, Devin, I know what I'm doing.
How bad was it?
It was burnt and it was raw. It was burnt and raw.
Fucking crazy.
So then
that fried chicken you made the other day, though, that was fucking tops.
Yeah.
When you brought in that actual flour Thursday morning?
Yeah, man. It's fucking good. I make good shit.
Flour. Tops.
You see, when you take your time to learn how to cook.
Okay, so when you come back, you're actually going to make the fried chicken.
Oh, there's two ways.
Somebody's going to feed me this time.
You know what? Fuck it. I will gladly fry you chicken.
I don't like the way you said that.
Oh, fuck.
That almost sounded like a threat.
Fuck it. We got it. We got it. No, it's good. I'm going to hold it this whole time. We're solid.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a very short intermission. We'll be right back. Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
All right. So I'm going to kick us off with a question. How do you start, or should I say, how do you continue or address when you're approached by a stranger for conversation?
Strangers don't approach me. I approach them.
Well, yeah. How do you approach them then? What's your take on just starting to talk to someone you've never met before and know nothing about?
I immediately and it's not like think they want something from me.
All right. That's a way to look at it.
I just talk to them. Like I knew them for a long time. Like I try to find an equal, equal footing. I try to find an equal footing that we both know, like we both understand. Everybody has this, like, imagine a wheel, right, of, like, all different type of topics you could talk about and, like, what people like, you know, sports, like, books, this, and that, you know what I mean? And whenever they bring up something like, oh, I like to blank, I try to see what I know about that and try to connect with them on that. Because when you have that connection in that moment, then you have their attention. And then they actually start to listen instead of saying, yeah, uh-huh.
You see, whenever I'm talking to a stranger, I do something similar and like just kind of finding the middle ground and connecting with them. But I usually take the route of just kind of like asking like, how's your day? And depending on the response of like, oh, it's just been a day or it's been great. I've done this and that. I can say like, okay, so they're about like right here on an energy level. So I can like come up with this part. Like if they're like, oh yeah, today's been a great day. I can be like, oh yeah. So what'd you do? Or is they've been like, oh yeah, it's just been a day. So I'll be like, all right. So where you work? What's going on? What can we talk about?
I do something similar to what Eric does. But what I do is, I'll typically try to talk about things that I like to disarm them. That way they can feel like they can talk about what they like or if they find something similar that I've already mentioned.
I just immediately delve into their energy levels and find their interests.
That's a way to do it.
What I really, really, really like to do is if I never met a person before, I can get really into their like personal history, like their like intimate subjects about themselves if I give them something in return. So what you do is like equivalent exchange. You give them something that they think, oh, shit, that's something. That's deep. So I'm going to show you something that's deep as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to do that too.
So, for example, I tell people stuff that, like, that is, like, taboo about, like, themselves. Like, you're not supposed to talk about suicidal or, like, depressing things because, you know, that's like, oh, shit, that's a blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, if somebody's feeling down, they don't want to talk about it. It's like, hey, this is what I've experienced, and I'm here for you, and I want you to understand that I know what's going on. Like, I know how it feels. When you get that level, when you tell people that, then they're more comfortable with speaking. And so I think that should be more of a focus that people start to do. Wow.
Makes sense. I agree.
The more drunk I am, the more serious.
Oh, yeah. No, did you not know that already? No. Sorry, I was incredibly far away from my mic. I apologize.
Oh, Nate, do you remember when we first met?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Let's see. When we, the first time I ever, like, saw you, met you?
Met me.
It was my first shift at Cardinal Town. You weren't.
No, it wasn't. It was at. Was that far away near Westport Road Paddocks?
The Paddocks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were at the Paddocks?
Yeah, you were talking about Destiny and stuff. You were talking about Skyrim and shit. I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't remember that shit, so I brought it up. So when I come in there, this is how I met Nate. First time, he thought he was never going to see me again, so he didn't care. So I come in, I was like, all right. Took a lift there because, you know, I had to get paid. Devin suggested it to me. I was like, hell yeah, money, man. So I go out there. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go on Dish because that's what I always do because I'm a lazy fuck. And there's like, no, we need you in the kitchen. I'm like, fuck. And so I see
Nate. Yeah, I was really strict over at the Paddocks.
Nate's talking and he's like, yeah, man, I don't need you to do this. Like, this is his normal, like, pitched voice. You do have a pitched voice, by the way.
I know. That just means I'll age well.
So he goes like, yeah, I need you to do this. And I'm like, fuck, why did I come out here? I'm closing here. Fuck. I'm trying to get out early. So he's like, yeah, you can leave now. I was like, peace. So that whole interaction, he talked about video games for a solid 45 minutes, and I did not pay attention to any of that shit. Mm-hmm. Don't even know what game you were talking about. I looked you dead in your eyes and was like, yeah, that's fucking cool. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
And so I was like, and then
I was mainly just overriding. So because you seemed like really upset that you were there. Like, I don't know if you actually were, but you seemed so upset that you had to be there. So I was just talking about something I figured you didn't know just to keep you from talking. So you would just focus on work.
Boy, I hated that. Everything was fucking weird. Their fucking grill was fucking wild.
Yeah,
the grill's nuts over there.
Yeah. Dude, it's so light.
Oh no, it's broken now. It's not good.
That's fucking
it's
funny.
It's awful.
That's funny.
Bat Bith is dead. What? He's talked about the grill. Yeah, Bat Bith. I don't want to bring up his actual name. Bat Bith is dead.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god. Wow. That happened.
Moving on.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Imagine his parents is like, oh, his boss must have some nice things to talk about it. Bat Bith, that sounds familiar.
Dude, stop.
Okay, I'm gonna take this shot and I'm gonna get more serious.
Jamie, pull that up.
Eric, if you could pick your next car, what car would you pick?
1970 El Camino with a red finish, red and black, where it fades to black, and then the rims are black. And then the tires are like a white wall. And then the inside, the leather is like red. And like the steering wheel's blue.
I love the white wall, bro.
Hell yeah.
That was so detailed. I did not expect that.
I mean, you don't think that this fucker has been sitting down thinking about his dream car for 5-10 years?
I want you to understand.
Edgar is the one in the hole.
Yes, too.
When I first laid eyes on El Camino, I was like, a truck car. And that was engraved into my brain, and I need that's the only reason why I want to learn how to drive, so I can drive an El Camino.
That's the only reason.
You don't want to just have a car.
I don't have a driver's license at this point in time. When this podcast is released, I probably still won't have a driver's license.
Damn
dude,
why haven't you got to get a
you want me to I give guess you driving lessons?
You don't have a car, but why don't you want to go get at least your license? Like, learn to drive.
I'm learning how to drive right now. I've literally drove with my friends twice, and I know how to drive. I just don't have the license to drive actively.
Wait, why?
Just have that redacted part in the saying, her asking why, and we just skip the topic. It'd be funny as shit.
And then you explain everything.
Yeah. But continue.
Anyways.
So that level of detail reminds me, like, when you were talking about that El Camino, that level of detail, only, like, the only way that I can think of the way to get that level of detail is by playing, like, Midnight Club and stuff like that, because you can customize the fuck up out of your cars. I did that all the time.
The reason why I did that is because in Midnight Club, I had an Impala. I was like, oh, shit. And then it had that red, you know, that West Coast painting? It was like Midnight Club, Los Angeles, something.
Which one did you play? Oh, yeah, Midnight Club, LA.
And it was like, you get that starting car, and just like, all right, this is the West Coast paint job. And it was like red and black. I was like, ooh, I like that. And I made the windows blue. I
like that.
I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
I loved everything Dub Edition. Oh, yeah. Every time.
I didn't have Xbox Live Gold until I actually had it. I didn't have a job till I was in college.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kroger.
Have y'all seen the little trike that drives around Louisville?
Yeah. Right.
It's fucking There's a couple hilarious. Of them. I love it.
I have a funny story to tell you guys.
Really. Tell us.
My friend Jay were driving downtown. He was taking me home to get clothes and shit because we were hanging out because we always hang out. And then all of a sudden, I look to my left and I see these two older women. And one of those two wheels in the front, one wheel in the back cars.
Yeah,
the
three-wheelers.
The tri-wheelers. I looked at it. I was, like, so confused. And then I was like, what are they doing in the middle? It's, like, 2 a.m. in the morning. 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. So these, like, two. One was black. One was white. So I was, like, really confused. I was like, why is she driving towards the hood? The white lady was driving towards the hood with the black lady. And then I saw it. And she was holding a cold Pepsi. And you know, you could tell it was from the, like, they bought it from a store because it had that little, like, shit, condensation on the side. So you knew it was, like, fresh as shit. I was like, what the fuck? Did she really just drive out in the middle of the night? In the middle of the fucking hood?
To get a Pepsi?
Not even a Coca-Cola.
Wanted. It's what she wanted.
Yeah. So I was like,
let me get a craving.
When you know, you know.
I looked at Jay. I was like, Jay, what the fuck? She was like, she just wanted a Pepsi, man. And then she was like...
Oh,
have you had Patron?
Yeah.
So
there's a Patron bottle sitting here somewhere.
It's over here.
There's two of them. They're right down there by the redemption bottle behind it. Patron. It's actually really freaking good, but it is expensive as shit.
I got to try Purple Patron because of the game mixtape. If anybody, my cousin introduced me to that mixtape.
So to the game?
The game was a really good rap. Is a really good rapper.
I haven't heard that mixtape.
It's the one, he does a version of Children's Story, and I have it memorized, like completely memorized because I listened to it so much because it was like, what I look for in like a backtrack or a beat is a simple piano part, a simple drum part, and like a bass. And that's it. That'll catch me every time.
Eric was playing some music on the way to record Down to Earth. Was that last week?
Yeah.
He was playing some music, and it was all, like, real chill stuff. I was like, I'm digging this.
It's stuff I like to listen to. Okay, so I like to say that I'm not an active stoner because I've never had to buy weed a day in my life because people just give me weed for free. Like, deadass, I would show up at a party, and everybody would be like, it's Eric. Smoke him up. It's funny as shit. So when I'm high, I'm going like, hey. I make that noise.
What the fuck?
And so I do.
You say my voice is bad when I go.
And then if there's certain points where I'm either lying on the floor like a dead roach and like this, I'm like,
oh my god.
And then there's points where I'm just like, I stare at the wall, and then something. I would think of something, and it would be nothing. Nobody else would know what's going. Nobody would know the context of why, but I would just go.
Oh my god.
It would go up in pitch.
That's a sound bite right there.
It would go up in pitch. And then everybody would lose their shit. So that's why people like to smoke me up, because it's always a good time. But they never
fucking
like
fucking look at the wall and the wall looks back.
What's the name of the mixtape for your life?
Mixtape of my life.
What would the title be for that
mixtape? Soundtrack to my life.
Yeah. That's what yours would be?
By Kid Cudi.
Oh, you mean what's a song to like be the...
This is the mixtape for your life. What's the title of it?
Life is okay sometimes.
Okay.
I've been outside.
That's just...
I don't do shit. I don't go outside. Earl sweatshirt coming out.
By yours, Nate. What would the title be?
Trying Your Hardest.
Do you okay? So I got an important question for you.
It's gonna be trying your darn hardest.
Have you ever thought about
or get fucked?
Get fucked. Get fucked. Have you ever thought about like if your life was made into a movie, you're the one picking the soundtrack. So what's the one where you're waking up?
I like the rising sun. Like you're waking. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like, so what's the song where you're waking up? You're like, yeah, it's Sex and Drugs by. Shit, you're not. It's not because I'm a sex addict. I've only had sex with one person.
One that person. Has officially been recorded and will be sent to everyone everywhere.
I do not give a shit. Oh, I have another shot.
I'm trying to think. What's
that
the
went
song
down smooth as fuck.
When I'm
yeah, as soon
up.
As you, as soon as you get drunk, you stop noticing.
Yeah, the flavor just goes.
Yo, I don't even like peach.
Anyways, like. If I'm really thinking about it, what's the ending credits song, actually? What's
the ending credits got to be some kind of ballad. That's usually what they are, something like that.
It's either Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi or All Along by Kid Cudi.
So you're, either way, you're ending with Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what my, if I was waking up, I'm trying to think of what song I would probably play. I don't know.
My
probably credit. Something that starts with cuss words. Because that's how my morning goes. I wake up, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get up.
A song that's really nice, I don't know how much it would apply to my life, but something that's really nice to wake up to is The Judge by 21 Pilots for me. That's a really nice song.
I don't think
song.
I've heard that one.
It's a really nice song to wake up to.
Bully.
Bully?
Fuck that song to hell and back again.
Oh. Oh.
We woke up to that song for like 2 years straight. That's fucking weird. Hate that song. I used to like it, and now I fucking hate it.
I got a new song for you.
That and Faking It. I hate that song, too.
To wake up, to
faking
get you motivated.
Faking It by who?
Listen to Good Morning by Kanye West after the 2000 album. The 2007 album, Graduation. And I listened to it on the day of my actual graduation.
Nice.
And
Fake It by Seether.
Huh?
What?
Said Fake It by Seether.
Seether. Yeah. I hate that song.
I love that.
You woke up to that?
We woke up to Bully. Who did Bully? Who's that?
I don't know, but you're such a fucking hypocrite.
I would like
you're such a fucking hypocrite.
I really, really, really.
That one's just so
I really like that song.
I want to do a breakdown of like.
Watch me.
What I think of an album.
I know what my ending credits would be.
What?
Oh, is it by? I don't remember who it was by. Was it Seven Ways to Say Goodbye?
I like
love that song. It's so much fun to just listen to. It's just talking about killing somebody.
Shine Down.
I like I like Leaving Heaven by Eminem on his Music to Be Murdered.
I'm leaving heaven. I don't think
because you know I like to imagine that at the end of my life, I can finally just go back and get revenge on all the fuckers who wronged me.
Damn, son.
Why don't you explain what we just did? How we communicated without saying a single fucking word.
Easy. He poured you a shot. You looked him in the eye. He looked you back in the eye. And then you smiled. That's how it happens.
So, Eric, those shots are going down a lot smooth now,
every
right?
single person in this room has been there and done that. We know exactly what happened.
So, after I take this, how many shots have I taken?
Roughly 12. Give or take.
So, you're about to end like...
And that's all you're getting.
About 5 minutes, you're going to see a completely different person.
It's all right. We'll give you a liquid death. Okay.
No. I want you to understand.
You want me to drop you off at Austin's instead?
No. I'm going to be in my bed and I'm going to be blasting some fucking bangers.
Hey, if you wait long enough, you could probably just bring him to a random house. Be like, hey, go home. And he'll just walk in.
Leave
him on someone's porch at 4 in the morning, like Wesley.
Knock on the door, leave a note.
No. We got him to the door. All right, we got him.
No. I'm not talking about the Crucible.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Talking about his Xan.
Oh, the one time he took Xans. Yeah, that was funny.
Never do anything that's pill related that isn't
good for you. It's
don't
smart.
Do it. It's a because slippery slope. Don't do
for,
it.
For three main reasons.
Yeah, hit me with them.
Number one, if it's not prescribed for you, it's for a goddamn good reason.
Fair.
Because you've either displayed traits of easily addictive, or B, it'll fuck up your head permanently. Anything that'll fuck you up permanently, I cannot do.
Alcohol can do the same thing.
Yeah.
But like
in mass quantities over long periods of time.
Yeah. Yes. But like with pills, you go back to that immediately. Like that's a hook. Alcohol is more of like a hook you can take out by yourself.
A bait.
That's like a hook to your
Oh my God.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. My bad. Alcohol is more of like a someone grabbing your hand softly and then letting go, like playfully. And then you get addicted to that. Pills, you're getting kidnapped. Come here, bitch.
They pull up on you. You're walking down the sidewalk. They pull up on you in a van. They fucking grab you and they fucking...
No. They don't even grab you. The fucking door to the van opens. You just hear, get over here. And then you're gone.
It's a spear.
Just sucks you
what
in.
What weed is...
The vortex.
What weed is...
Vortex.
Is like, the van pulls up beside you. It opens and there's a bunch of fucking money inside. And you're like, oh shit. And you hop in and then you're like, oh shit, it's fake money.
Oh, I thought you were about to say there's a whole bunch of food in there. And I was like, yeah that makes sense. That would have been more accurate.
So I was supposed to be in this professional group chat. And then after the football game.
A professional one?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a professional group chat. And after the game, I was like, man, I ate 3 whole rally hot dogs.
And a large.
And a large fry. And I swallowed those hot dogs like I was a whore on a Saturday.
In the professional chat?
In the professional chat.
Did they kick you out?
No, because I'm me. You don't under... Okay, to describe this. People don't understand.
People expect nothing serious from Eric.
Yeah, and it's a blessing and a curse. Because in the blessing, I can say as much shit as I'd like. But the curse is...
People don't expect anything serious from Eric.
Oh my God, Eric.
Bruh.
Did you just slap the fucking
He literally just poked me right in the fucking eye. Bro, cut your fingernails.
Hold up.
Now back the fuck up. Devin, I'm trying to find out what's going on with my microphones. Give me I'll kill you. I will take that. I will take that. I will take it.
Devin, let me apologize.
Apologize. Do it now.
I need your hand.
No. I don't want you to touch me.
Look, Devin, I'm looking you dead in your eyes, okay? I honestly didn't mean to hit you that hard.
You're a bitch.
I meant to just poke you in your forehead.
You're drunk, Eric. Take your shot.
There's another one?
You never took it. God. It's like magic, Eric. They just reappear.
So, right. We have 25 minutes left in the podcast, and I feel horrible because it's just been drunk Eric. It's been Eric
it's
getting
been perfect.
That's content.
Yeah.
Eric getting progressively worse as a person.
Hey, you should hit us with an Eric Rance tester.
Eric Rance tester. All right.
I'm super fucking
we're
drunk.
Trying to
wait. As you're thinking about it, let the feeling of your rants kick in.
With that shot.
Yeah, as that hits your stomach.
All right, so after I take this shot.
So, yep, Devin, explain what you want the show to be, and then we'll see if Eric can test it out.
Don't take it yet. The second that shot hits your stomach, start going off.
All right. All right.
Yeah, just wait.
Go.
I fucking hate gatekeepers. See, gatekeepers are the type of people that make themselves feel good by putting others down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wore this Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt last year. A couple of years ago, actually. And she looked at me like, name 5 of their songs. Who the fuck can name 5 Red Hot Chili Pepper songs? Like, off the top of their fucking head. Like, for no, shut the fuck up, Devin. Anyways. As a black person, who the fuck's gonna know 5? So, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because I like the logo, and I thought the logo was good. Therefore, it is good enough for me to buy. I'm supporting the band, A. And B, that makes me want to listen to them more later. So shut the fuck up and let me enjoy the shit, okay? And then, second of all, I fucking hate gatekeepers because they ruin the community and make everybody that seems interested in them terrible. Like, I can't fucking enjoy playing a regular game of Stellaris, which is a fucking nerdy-ass game if you haven't heard of it, because some fucking filthy... 5-year invested guys like, yeah, you gotta invest in the minerals and you gotta do this. You're like, it's fucking Farmville in space, bro. Chill out. Like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? And then, like, another reason why I hate gatekeepers is because they're not able to even, like, be all in it. They're never the guy that knows everything about it. It's just the guy that knows, you know, a decent amount about it. You know what I mean? Like, people that actually know the band, like, really, really fucking well, they're fucking willing to share it about you. They talk too fucking much. But they're the guys like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you about it because you got to listen to the album. You have to listen to the LP, bro. It's very important that you do, okay? If you don't listen to their demo, I don't know who the fuck you are, bro. The Beatles is great, you know, and all. And like, shit like that. You know what I mean? How's that? I think that was a solid run.
Yeah, that was
pretty
good.
That was beautiful.
What I'm hearing is gatekeepers are pretty uptight.
Gatekeepers are basically...
Now, could you do that for 2 more minutes if you had to?
That's cake.
Well, I have to make a 3-minute rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you're aware, if you want more of that content, we are working
Let
on it.
Let us know.
We are working on it.
Give us some topics.
Ooh. Can we have a drunk Eric versus high Eric debate?
Oh my God. And just and cut it where you're sitting across from each other. At the
yes.
Table.
So one of the faces is like, the other face is like.
One's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. The other one's like, yeah, I'm cool with this. That's fine.
One's eating a shit ton of rallies. The other one's just like, has a whole bunch of shot glasses lined up. Anyways, my first contention with drunk Eric, and then sober Eric is the guy, the moderator. All right.
Just like
drunk Eric. I got it. All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's gonna be a skit.
Are you turning this into fucking Family Feud? High Eric versus drunk Eric.
All right.
We asked 5 married men.
Eric, there are 6 answers on the board. We asked 5 black men. What do they like most about being in America?
Bing!
Drunk Eric. Bing! Police! Hi, Eric. Fucking indies. Survey says... Number 5. Police. What the fuck? Steve Harvey, that shit. There's always an answer that Steve Harvey doesn't expect that's on there that you gotta notice that shit.
I don't...
Yeah.
I love watching Steve Harvey clips on YouTube. They're great.
One of my favorite Steve Harvey clips is one of the more popular ones when he was like, name something that starts with pork, you pine. He's like,
he goes, pork, you pine. He goes, pork, coupon. Like he does that thing. Yeah. He goes, coupon. All right. He goes, okay. He's like, yeah, it's going to be on there. Survey says, duh.
Like, just his face, he's like, I'm sorry.
And then my favorite one ever. It's like, name something that's been, that's bigger than when you were in 16. He goes,
yeah.
The dude goes, the hammer, the bazooka. And then he's like, Steve Harvey's like, keep going. He goes, penis? Steve Harvey's like, no, you gotta keep going. The hammer, the bazooka, the slime. Like, I'm like, bro. He is one of the 3 original kings of comedy. I know.
Steve Harvey is entertaining as hell.
Yeah. When you really, really love a subject, you get deep into the lore. So if I'm in love with something, I go balls deep into that shit and I just research the hell out of it.
Real life Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, bro. So have you seen, you know that skit in fucking, yeah, that skit in Robot Chicken, where it's the gummy bear and gets his foot
in
the trap.
I'm just a gummy bear. Ah! What the fuck?
My favorite thing from Robot Chicken ever, though, was the Dragon Ball Z Christmas special. And then the fucking Nutcracker punches him in the mouth. He's like, oh, my Dragon Ball. So I'm like, yes. God. As a child, vulgarity is funny, and that's why I found Cat Williams funny as fuck.
Yeah, Cat Williams is hilarious.
My favorite was the giraffe one. It was like sinking in the sand, in the quicksand. It's great. It's was it the 5 stages of denial or something like that? Yeah. Oh my God.
Hold up, let me.
Grief.
Hold up, let me just get out my fucking Adderall real quick. Anyways. You down for some, Nathan? Okay, I got you. God, you want some? You down, Devin?
Ladies and gentlemen, they are not doing drugs.
No. Yeah, it's actually my antidepressant.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll snort those too. We'll be happy as fuck.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if antidepressants actually made you happy? You know what they actually do?
They just make
you not able to cry. Make you a stone fucking wall.
Can I tell you how I figured that out? How it didn't let me cry?
Oh, please go into it.
So I was just like sitting. And I was like thinking about it was my granddad's anniversary to his death. And I was like taking in my medicine. I was just like, damn. And I started playing all the sad songs. And I was just like, damn. And I'm like, I'm trying to cry. I'm like, what the fuck? I took him in. I was like.
Just like making the sounds.
Yeah, I was making the sounds. I was like. And so my dad was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. tears won't come down, so I just sound like a fucking having an asthma attack. Trying to cry and shit, and they're like, Eric, are you okay? I was like...
Eric, are you okay? I'm trying not to be.
I just really want to cry. It's been a hot minute. Oh my
God. Do you know what was the best type of nap ever?
Couch naps.
After you get an ass whooping. You get mad at your mom, and you're like, fuck, and it's just...
I remember those.
And you wake up, hi, mama. Is the food ready? I love you, mama. Mama. And you, she,
I remember those.
And that's just, too real.
And she just holds you. She's like, all right, baby, your plate's right there. I made it for you just for you, baby. I'm like, oh, mama, I love you so much. Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk in different accents. I'm sorry about that.
That changed it again.
Yeah.
I mean, he did say 5 minutes different, Eric.
Yeah, he did say. I'm starting to see it.
Let me tell you something, Lassie. It's really hard for me to be anybody else than me.
I feel bad for whoever he's about to go to the house with.
Yeah.
You're going to be handling a crazy Eric.
I feel bad for me.
It's the first time I ever got drunk. The first time I ever got drunk was after the same party that she bit me at. Same party that the girl bit me at. I got home, and I was wearing Chuck Taylors. Being drunk in Chuck Taylors was a fucking impossible task. So my sister, we were still in the same room, and she was like on the top bunk. We shared a room. There was three of us. I was like, Desiree, untie my shoes. She was like, Eric, what? I was like, Desiree, I'm too fucking drunk for this. I don't have time. And then she picked me up. I was like, Desiree, please make me pizza rolls, right? As soon as we get home. So she picks me up from the party. I'm like, Desiree, I need pizza. Give me pizza rolls. Desiree, please. She's like, Eric, we're about to be in the house. Don't be loud. So I walk in the house. I close the door all quietly and stuff. Pizza rolls! She's like, Eric, please be quiet. Get in the bed. I was like, okay. I get in the bed. I was like, pizza rolls. And she's like, yeah, I brought you pizza rolls. And then I don't eat them. And so she gets on her bunk and is like, all right. It's like, Desiree, untie my shoes. She's like, you can untie your shoes. I was like, I slam it right next to her head. Boom! Chuck Taylor's. I'm like, Desiree, untie my shoes. No. She's like, okay. She unties them, and I was like, all right. And she's like, where's my pizza rolls? She's like, they're right there. And so I'm like, fucking eating them. I was like, they're fucking hot. Why didn't you tell me? And she's like, Eric, they're always hot. What is wrong with you today? I was like, Desiree, I'm drunk. She's like, I know.
It's pretty obvious.
I know.
Yeah, no, I have a very similar story. One of the first times I got drunk.
Oh, Jack Daniels is a mean motherfucker. Oh, shit. Oh, I smacked the sponge. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Are we just going to go into a mad laughing fit? Because I can get in on this.
Oh, my God. Oh. Jack Daniels hits hard.
This is the part you put on Instagram. Just that right there.
You all right? Have you collected yourself?
That was a roller coaster.
Hey, Eric. Devin. Fucking laugh.
You were telling a story?
Wait, Eric. I had to laugh. Eric, stop laughing.
Okay. I was also in Chuck's.
I pissed myself. Oh my God! It happened again. It happened on the podcast. Oh, I pissed myself. Oh my back! Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in. We're gonna let Eric collect himself, and we will see you guys next week.